Okay, do we have... Yeah, that looks about right. Okay. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
I love it. Very thematic for your outfit, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks good.
It's hey, kids. Fun. Welcome to another special IFAF Live.
We thought about doing this on Christmas Day, but then we said, meh. Well, screw those guys.
Yeah, let's talk about that. The Christmas Day is over by 10 a.m., correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, basically. Right? I mean, so Christmas morning, right? And then you've got all of Christmas Day that's nothing. Nothing planned. It's just so the kids can play with their toys. And then there is Christmas dinner.
Yeah, there's Christmas dinner.
Yeah, but there's a good few hours right in the middle of the day that's a whole lot of nothing.
The magical night, I think, is Christmas Eve.
I would agree. I would agree.
This is the night where you try to convince the kiddies to go to bed so that Santa can come.
Right.
Hmm?
So I'm not
Can't come if you're not asleep, kids.
Right.
Yeah, let's check the stream. How are we doing? It looks okay on Here my end.
It finally popped up on Facebook, so that's fun.
Okay, yay.
Wow, I love that. Like, okay, thank you, Ashlyn, for watching. She was able to see it before I was. What a bunch up? Of crap. All right. I'm one of the people on it. My phone should let me see it.
We are kind of multitasking.
We are. That's true. I haven't seen it on our YouTube yet, but let me see if it's working yet.
It says it is, but you never know.
I'm sure it is. I'm just saying it's working for the layman.
Let's talk about how when we were driving here tonight, Carly said, oh, you know, it kind of, the White Christmas has almost gone away.
Yeah.
And I said, well, good news. We have the, but we have the weather app. Let's just scroll through it. Okay, there's Ammon. I guess that would do.
Yeah,
but
close
enough. We are IFAF.
Right.
Not AMNAF.
Yeah. Not that Ammon isn't just fine.
Well, I just think Ammon has a different standards.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. But there it is, kids. Brightest day. Mm-hmm. Snow in the 3, 4, 5, and 6 slot.
I mean, right when Santa should be packing up and heading home.
Yeah.
So that's perfect for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. And then if you go down Wednesday, that's tomorrow, Christmas. Mm-hmm. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, snow.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Except for maybe Sunday where it might rain.
Oh, well, that's lucky, isn't it?
Isn't it? Huh.
Funny. I guess it's time to get out your sleds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Idaho Falls Snow Park is open and rocking.
You know, I really want to go to that this year. Looks we like might have to make it happen.
That and Gateway Parks, I believe, as mm-hmm. well, right? I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I've really wanted to, like, go and do some sledding and stuff, but I don't really have any snow pants. But oh, I also don't want to go out and buy snow pants, because I'm only going to wear them, like, once a year, if that. Especially because I don't even wear pants very often, right. Let alone specialized pants, you know?
I've got some joggers that might work as snow pants.
Yeah, you know what? I've got that one denim jumpsuit that I got recently, the one that kind of makes me look like Hot Frosty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yes. So maybe I'll just do that. Maybe I'll just do that in a nice red scarf, and it'll be sort of a fun little costume.
I love that. I have gone sledding before and even skiing without snow pants, and it sucks.
Well, I have to assume that skiing, it really sucks too, because you're going so much faster, and, like, you know, your butt's getting wet the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ashlyn says, you're my favorite cousin.
Oh, you're my favorite cousin. Don't tell the others.
I wonder if we'll have your neighbor on tonight.
I know, Caitlin.
Caitlin.
Yeah, it would be really nice to see her. I hope that I do.
If we do, I got something to say to her.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you do. I remember now. Yes. Yeah.
I was going to say it to her in person, but we'll wait. We got time.
Yeah.
But we had a nice, how did we start the Christmas evening?
Well, we started it with a nice soup night at my granny's.
A swinging soup soiree?
Yeah, there we go.
A soup sampler?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, exactly. Wait, what was the thing in checking it twice? Oh, soup social.
Yes, the soup social.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was basically a soup social.
At the Urban Gardener.
Man, that might be the only thing that they got right.
You know, my favorite restaurant here in Idaho Falls is the Urban Gardener.
By the way, hi, Chandler.
Hey, Chandler. Yeah, it's just kind of a funny depiction of Idaho Falls. I think we've covered it a couple of times.
Yeah.
But one of the videos we did just got, like, I think it's at 350,000 views.
Yeah, it did kind of redonkulously well.
Between, yeah, I mean, I think we've got some Idaho Fallsians mm-hmm. going, yeah, no, that's not it. It's,
yeah,
I guess. Okay. And we would have to check the Facebook posts for this, but the plane flies into the Sun Valley Airport.
Right.
The cityscape they show is Boise on Capitol Avenue. And then I guess a guy who is a little bit of a mini expert said, yeah, says they shot a lot of these in Canada.
Yes.
Where I live. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty common location shoot.
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently that's where they shoot like a ton of their movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. I sort of wonder if they've like bought property out there or something just to make it easier.
Right. Well, if you think about it, you know, if you're going to shoot Christmas movies 365.
Right.
You know,
right. Well, and honestly, like the people didn't even really dress like Idahoans. Like the houses didn't look very Idaho Falls. There were just lots of things about it that, well, that and also, even if we're just looking at the story, I feel like the couple didn't have any chemistry between the two.
No.
You know, like they had like maybe two moments that were kind of soft and sweet, but like nothing that was like, I'm going to abandon my entire life in New York worthy. Yeah. You know?
it's sort of the fake chemistry that married radio team shows have.
Yes. Yeah.
And what I mean by that is, and I, not to talk too also, much hi, shit, Steve. But hi, have we met? Oh, Steve, what's up, buddy? Merry Christmas. I didn't get you anything this year, bro. Do you remember what he got me for Christmas last year?
Steve Sloan?
No.
Are you thinking of a different Steve?
Oh, I'm sorry. different Steve. Sorry, Steve. But Steve is the, he's just the best waiter in town, is he not?
Yeah, yeah.
I was talking to somebody about that. I'm like, you know the guy.
He's in all the hippest, coolest joints, and friendly. he's so friendly.
And the shirts.
Yes, big smile.
We love your shirts,
great
Steve.
Style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you two did work together for a minute
at Cast Iron.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He was really cool to work with. Yeah. He was always really fun.
So we did this soup social at your grandma's house tonight.
Yeah.
And it was just fantastic.
It was nice.
We didn't vote, though. I thought we were going to vote.
Okay. So usually my family does like a little Christmas competition of some sort. It's been all kinds of different things like gingerbread houses. We've done like stocking decorations. This year it was supposed to be appetizers.
Santa
but realistically, you're good. You're good.
Okay. I got it all out.
But yeah, this year I think no one really had the time. It's in the middle of the week. It's so hard to make
great.
It work. I mean, yeah. It was still great. But yeah, just like hardly anyone even entered to compete and no one had the time anyway. So we just skipped it this time.
Well, let's go over it real quick. First of all, there was the cheese soup and it had some crunchies in it. Was that celery?
Yes. That was some, I think it was actually peppers.
Okay.
Yeah, some bell peppers.
I loved the crunchy in that. Yeah. It was a nice, unexpected sort of, but in a good way.
Yeah.
Then there was the barley soup.
Which we also call fart soup, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah, which is very unappetizing.
And here we are in the same room a few hours later.
Right, right.
We'll see how this goes.
Yeah. So called because apparently it makes you toot.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And by the way, when you see us looking, we're just checking comments.
Yeah, don't mind us.
We're new to this whole thing, so we'll see. I liked it because it was almost as if you poured a barley soup into a French onion soup because it had so many onions.
Yes. Yeah. They always make it with a lot of onions. We're a very onion heavy family. It's why we don't smell very good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I love onions.
Oh yeah. They're the best.
I have three on my counter right now.
Yeah.
So, the third one was a clam chowder, but I think the star of the clam chowder were these almost put in at the very, not quite last minute, but last minute enough, these big chunks of celery.
Right.
You'd get them and just, and then we all had, it was bread and you dipped it in the soup. It was great.
That nice little candy cane shaped Caprese salad.
Oh, wasn't
that cute?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, my mom made that.
With some bruschetta and some balsamic.
Yeah. See, my mom knows how to make a good cheese dish.
Oh, yeah.
She's all about the cheese, as am I. I wonder where I got it from.
Are you from Wisconsin? Is your family from Wisconsin?
We're Idaho, born and raised, you know? Mm. I mean, my granny's technically from Arizona.
Mm.
Yeah, but that's about it.
Yeah, cheese doesn't keep very well down there.
Yeah, no, it does not. No, way too hot.
While you're with us, quick plug for episode 72. We talked about, the Nutcrackers Sugar Plums.
It was quite the show.
You've heard the phrase smuggling plums, right? I know you have if you're an early Bloodhound Gang fan.
Yes.
And we also talked about Twisted Christmas Songs from Hey, It's Brad. And if you haven't heard them, they should be at the top of both our Facebook and YouTube videos right now. They're just fantastic.
Yeah.
And I think we set it up explaining you need to know Brad's sense, sweet sense of humor, but he's still got a little devilish gleam in his eye. He still knows how to craft a good joke.
Right, right.
In fact, I've been singing Wrap It Up. There's two of them, Wrap It Up and Any Gift From You. Any Gift Will Do. Any Gift From You.
Something like
that. I'm getting that mixed up with the beginning of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Oh.
Any Dream Will Do.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Anyway, but but I digress.
Looking forward to that Sound Summer musical, by the way. Such a good one.
When they do it again.
Yeah.
Oh, let's give our friends at Sound Summer Musical a plug. Mm-hmm. They're doing Prince of Egypt.
Yes.
Oh, and I think I need to. I think I need
it
to
up.
Say.
I suck.
Well, I think we need to say it's DreamWorks Prince of Egypt.
Yeah, which production. Has the most baller songs. It's so good.
And yeah, and it's like the first time or one of the first times it's been done on the local community level in the mm-hmm. United States like this.
Yeah, which is pretty exciting.
And we got it.
Yeah.
And that'll be awesome.
Right here in little old Idaho Falls.
Yeah, it's coming this summer, 2025.
Oh, I'm so excited. That's one we're definitely going to have to usher for.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
What else do we talk about? Oh, Hide the Pickle and Hail Santa.
Yeah, always good.
Or
good
all stuff. Sorts of other fun Christmas traditions.
Okay, do you know where Hide the Pickle even came from?
I posted the photo in the video.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's like the Christmas pickle and it's a tradition.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know. I can't bring up the photo while this is running because it's special dedicated, you know, streaming stuff.
Nah, you're good.
I probably could if I knew what I was doing.
But I wouldn't ask you to. You're fine. But yeah, I just, you know what? Maybe that might have to be part of our next show is finding out who started the tradition because I think it's a little weird.
I know. It is a little weird.
Yeah.
But I think and a lot of people, you just hide a pickle somewhere.
Right. Yeah.
It could be a gherkin from a jar.
Right.
But I think the cute way to do it
uh-huh.
is to do it with an ornament
mm-hmm.
and you stuff it way in there.
Yeah. And apparently whoever finds it on Christmas morning gets an extra gift.
Right.
Or something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah. Which is a good way of doing it.
It's just one more damn thing you have to do on a night like tonight.
Right. Right.
It's yeah. one more commitment.
Yeah. We did actively choose to do the show tonight when it's a little dark and hopefully the kitties are already asleep so Santa will come.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you're still wrapping some gifts. I know I have to do a few too.
Right.
Yeah.
Having a little eggnog.
Yeah.
Ooh, we might try some here in a minute.
Yeah.
In a little bit. But one of the, we had to go from your parents' house to your place to grab the boy.
Yes.
Mr. Rango, who he is, you just heard his name. He's mm-hmm. he's busy gnawing he's going back and forth between the rawhide and his front paw.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got his place here in the studio.
Yep. You know, he's gotten really good at knowing when we're podcasting.
Yeah.
Because he settles right down.
He knows exactly what's going on.
Yeah. He knows that he's going to have a nice hour-long nap.
Uh-huh.
And then he gets to, you know, jump up and play and go home and stuff after that.
Right.
Yeah. It's kind of perfect.
But in that drive, we got to check out a couple of things. First mm-hmm. of all, hit road.
Yeah.
Kind of eerily empty.
Except for the Texas Roadhouse parking lot, which was still jam-packed with people. It definitely was not nearly as full as it usually is, right. So I was impressed by that.
Yeah.
Not as many massive trucks taking up two spots like there normally are. And then Johnny Carino's had like one car in the parking lot, which made me feel really sad. And also, I really like Johnny Carino, so I'm kind of surprised that it wasn't a little more hip-hopping.
It may have just been the manager closing up. They may have already like turned the lights off.
You know what? That's my hope. Yeah, that and the Edwards parking lot had a few cars, but it wasn't terrible.
Right, yeah. I would say it was 50% full.
Right, right.
And then anything else noteworthy? Because I want to segue to, I really like your look, Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
I really like your simple, spaced out or spaced apart. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're spaced out. maybe I'm spaced out.
Oh, hi, Ty.
Spaced apart, red and white lights. It's just such a simple theme, and it's just so beautiful, and I really like it.
Yeah, it is nice, huh?
Yeah. And do they do the red trees leading up to it, or am I thinking Firehouse Grill, which also rocks it?
Oh, gosh, golly. I know that they do red and white trees, but that's all I can think of.
I think that's, what I saw. Anyway. Mm-hmm. So, we were talking about Christmas lights
mm-hmm.
as we were on this drive, and I saw what I believe to be just some beautiful, you know, the blue ones?
Yeah.
And they were like on poplars or something. So they went high up into the sky.
They
like
were massive.
Beams of light.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't like blue Christmas lights.
I don't. So apparently the blue receptors in my eyes don't like perceive it very well, especially that shade of blue.
Uh-huh.
So if it's like a digital clock, that color, I can't read it. Like it's way too blurry for me, you know? And it like, I mean, if I'm close to it, it's not so bad. But if I'm like across the room from it, hopeless.
Okay.
You know, which sucks because I'm already nearsighted.
Right.
You know, you can't tell because I wear contacts instead of glasses. But yeah, no, I can't, like, I'm blind as a bat. So having something like that that reminds me of the deficiencies in my eyes honestly makes me really mad and it makes me hate it. And I pass by that house every time I go to my mom and dad's house and it just makes me angry.
And I would say they're the basic blue. I've seen blues that are like almost like annoyingly bright and some blues that are like dark purple almost.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was, it's a nice blue and I liked
it. It's like a royal blue. Realistically, it's a good color. And if it didn't look blurry to me, I would probably really like it. But it looks blurry to me, so I don't like it.
Right. I don't blame you.
Yeah.
We went to our buddy Jeff's house from Jeff and Greg. Did you see us stalking you? Probably not, because there were 10 cars parked there when we got there.
Yeah. Yeah. We were on the tail end of it. And I think everyone else was there before we got there and stayed after we left.
Yeah. We were only there for, I just wanted to get 30 seconds of video that we'll use maybe in our next show if we can.
All we stayed for was You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, and that's it.
Yeah. Tail end of Chuck Berry, Run, Run, Rudolph, or Run, Rudolph, Run.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Grinch. And then, Where Are You, Christmas? Started playing, and sorry, Jeff, we had to bail.
Yeah. Which also, I'm sure you know this, but did you know that Tony the Tiger, the original voice of him, is the one who sings? I knew you. I said you probably knew.
Thurl Ravenscroft.
Yes, but he's the one who sings You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, which you might know, but maybe they don't. And well, I think it's a fun little fact.
Well, yeah, no. And there was some confusion because the narrator was Boris Karloff.
Right.
Who was famous for what monster? I don't know. Was it Frankenstein?
Oh, that sounds right.
Frankenstein? Tyson's here. Correct us, buddy.
Yeah.
Who did Boris Karloff play? I think he was sort of a famous black and white silent movie era villain, I think. But yeah, you're right. Tony the Tiger, Thurl Ravenscroft was the singing voice.
Right.
You're a monster. I can't even go.
I know. He's so gravelly. Yeah. It's kind of impressive how low he can go.
Right.
Like if songs were limbo, he would win. Thank you.
So, and Jeff, just so you know, you probably know this already, but we were able to get you all the way to the new roundabout on John Adams until you started going. Bzz, bzz, bzz.
Right, right. We probably could have pushed it a little further, but we didn't want to deal with the static. So,
we didn't want to annoy ourselves.
Yeah.
But what an amazing display. And Jeff will. So, if we haven't triangulated you yet, this is the house on the corner of Tiebreaker and John Adams.
Mm-hmm.
3160, I want to say. Do I have that right? Because if I do, that's from memory, and that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
I guess I'm a fan, Jeff.
Yeah.
He's going to keep the lights on all night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know, that seems appropriate, considering it's you know, Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
I almost said New Year's Eve. That would have been embarrassing.
Oh, and I wanted to go back to the weather for a second, since you said New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
That's when, because it's been, let's face it, this has been amazing.
Hi, Jeff.
Highs in the
What's up? He just hopped on. We just talked about you and Tyson.
We was just talking shit.
Tyson just fact checked us and said that it was the mummy.
Oh, it was the mummy. Thank you, Tyson.
Yeah.
Thank you. Boris Karloff played the mummy.
Yes.
And he was the one. He's the narrator in The Grinch. The Ravenscroft, the singer.
Yes.
Jeff, we were just talking about your fantastic lights display.
Oh, and he just gave us the address, and it's 3065 John Adams Parkway.
I was way off.
You've tried.
I said,
that's the important part, is you tried.
I said 3160. Who lives there?
Oh, I wonder.
Should we go there?
I mean, you were pretty close. You had two of the numbers correct and in the right spot.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
But Jeff, we love your display. And the real question is, how long are you going to keep it going? And I don't mean tonight. Like, when do you take the lights down? Are they down by this weekend? Or when do you take him down?
Also, I think that some of his lice. Wow. Sorry, Jeff, and not making any accusations here. What I meant to say was some of his lights, I think, are recessed into his house. So I think they probably stay up year round and he just turns them off, okay. Which I think is the way to go. And next time I do some updates and stuff, that's probably my big goal is to just put some permanent lights up so I can just control them with a remote, change them monthly, and just forget about them.
And how much of a pain in the ass is it to take those down? You know, how long does it take? And have you ever had to do it in a blizzard? And do you just leave? You're right.
Yeah, at that point, you got to leave it up till spring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? I would.
Yeah. You know, though, generally, takedown is always a lot less time consuming than setup. You know, especially with like shows and stuff. Because I've done some stagehand work, and that's how it always goes. Yeah. You know, you'll spend like 4 hours putting the stuff together, and then it only takes like 1.5 to 2 to take it down.
Yeah.
You know?
Is the moving analogy a good analogy for that? Like, it's easier to...
It's so much easier to pack up
unpack.
I disagree. I think it's easier to pack all your crap up than to unpack it.
Okay.
Because you can usually pack all your crap up in about a month, but then it takes like a year to unpack it all.
Yeah. All right.
You know?
That's true. That is true.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just because you're under the deadline.
Right. I think so.
Oh, Jeff is coming at us with comments. Love it, bro. Thank you so much.
I use them for other holidays and security. Yes, some of them are permanent, and he's going to keep them up till New Year's Eve.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds right to me.
Oh, and then he just said, I thought that was because I was on here, lol. Crazy timing. Yeah, no, we were talking. Yeah. I think your ears were burning, bud.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, go back and check your feed because I think we may have started talking before you joined us, at least that I saw.
Yeah.
But the point I wanted to make about New Year's Eve is that's the day it turns to shit.
Yes.
And by turn to shit, I mean drops another 10 degrees. So that's the day next Tuesday, New Year's Eve, is when it goes from this balmy, it'll be raining the Sunday before.
Right.
This coming Sunday. But then it'll go from, you know, 40 to 20.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's...
That's Idaho. I mean, I think the biggest I've seen was like a 33 degree drop.
Oh, wow.
So far. And I don't remember if that was in the spring or the winter. It could have been. Either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, one other thing on Christmas lights, and then we'll move on. It was an observation that, you know, I saw this one house and I felt something and I didn't know what it was. And you were able to pinpoint it almost immediately.
Yeah.
It was this beautifully done ice palace sort of look with blue, which I love, and Carly doesn't.
Yeah.
And white. And it was just blue and white. I mean, it was just, what's blue and white? That's just such a winter theme, you know?
I agree. Yeah.
And then one tree in the front with a nice string of warm yellow lights.
Right.
And I just thought that just seems off to me, but I can't put my finger on why.
So it looked to me like there were a couple of spots that had warm white.
Okay.
So, okay. I'm going to sound like such a negative Nancy in this
one.
Go
off,
queen. And I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I don't like blue lights because my eyes don't work that way and I can't see them good. That's on me. I'm not going to blame anyone else for that problem. Okay. Mm. Aesthetically, they're great. But one thing that I will blame people for and that I do get real mad over is when you mix cool white with warm white, especially when you don't do it in like a thoughtful way, when they're just kind of tossed together.
That's my issue with that. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like you want to focus on one given theme, but there's something else over here going.
Right. Like if all of your lights on your house are cool white, and then you've got like one thing over here that's warm white, that looks so weird. Now it's different if you do it intentionally. Mm-hmm. And if you like do certain patterns or like you do warm white, I sound like a Waskowy Wabbit. If you do warm white around the windows and then like cool white, you know, around the edge of the house, that's different. I still don't love that look because it looks like you just were too lazy to go back to Home Depot and buy the right color. But I can forgive that. But when you're just like willy-nilly throwing the cool and the warm together wherever you feel like putting them,
I remember upgrading my house 5 years ago, seven. To, you know, from regular to LED because I wanted to be a good citizen.
Right.
LED light bulbs, at least then, were a lie. Last 13 years. No. No the hell they didn't.
No, they don't. They still don't.
13 weeks, maybe.
Yeah.
They started blowing out like but I did mix, you know, interior were sort of warm yellow, except in the bathroom where you need, well, hang on, but you need that light to see your face.
You do and you don't is the thing.
And fix your face.
But also, like, that's the room that you're guaranteed to be naked with a mirror in. And I think that is the one place you need some forgiving warm white.
I like to see reality. I like to know what I'm working with before I go out into the cold, cruel world.
I get it. And also, my confidence couldn't handle that.
Okay.
I'm warm white everywhere. I think it looks nicer. It's so much warmer. Anytime I walk into someone's house and it's all cool white, it feels like a morgue.
Yeah, yeah.
It freaks me. Like, it feels like a hospital. I don't know. Like, it feels so, well, cold and clinical.
What about the garage? That's a place I think should also be
garage cold. Is fine, but also that just makes me think that maybe you're a serial killer and that's where you dismember the bodies.
Maybe we should ask Jeff. Jeff is our resident expert. So,
well, he actually did just say that he loves multicolor, but the warm and bright white don't mix. Thank you, Jeff. We agree.
But you also made while we were driving around, a good yes. follow-up point mm-hmm. to this. And I don't want this to be all about lighting. We've got a couple right. other things to do. Or right. do we? I don't know if we do.
Well, basically what I said was, I think that if you're going to mix cool white and warm white, it better also be with a bunch of color. You know, because then you don't really notice it and it looks fine.
There you go.
Yeah. But if you're just doing warm white and cool white, there's something wrong with you.
As a final cap to lighting, I want to say and I'm looking right at it. It's because it's in Brian. The corner of the. Oh, Brian.
Brian Wood.
Brian Wood. Yes. What's up, Merry
and
Christmas.
And he said, nailed it. Can't stand the mixed colored bulbs. By the way, it's warm light all day long. He would know. Daylight makes me feel like I'm in the prep room at work. See, he agrees. Thank you, Brian.
I like him in the bathroom, though. Okay. Anyway, we've got a light coming in 2025 that I hope works, but I bought it from China. And I think it's super cool. And the only light bulbs I could find were also from China. Mm-hmm. And there, anybody ever heard of a G4 base? Because I haven't.
No.
Jeff? Anybody?
You know, my dad probably has.
Yeah.
I mean, he's kind of the lighting guy at work.
I don't know, but it's my project in the next week to install these lights, or in the next 2 weeks, mm-hmm. to install these lights and see if we can get something sexy going on in here.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun.
It's either going to be brilliant or fail spectacularly in typical Mikey fashion.
You know, either way, I think it's going to be a good time, and that's the important part.
Yeah. Like this show, we can't tell if we're geniuses or idiots. You know, like Christopher Columbus, as he was crossing the ocean blue, he didn't know what was going to happen.
Well, that's because he was an idiot.
We don't either. Yeah, he turned into kind of a dick.
Well, no, that's the thing. Like, okay, there's lots to do with the Christopher Columbus story, but realistically, okay. Like, they had a lot of, like, they kind of already knew what was out there, and they had, like, they act like no one knew anything.
Right,
and
but he was discovering,
the first one. But no, shit was already discovered. Yeah. He knew it was out there.
Right.
Yeah. So, anyway, the other thing I was going to say is
that... But I'm just saying, being a voyager and not knowing the end of your journey is exciting and scary.
Yeah, I agree. And then Tyson said, you're definitely a warm white Carly, which I am, and he would know.
Yes, Carly is just a warm person.
I like to think I am.
And my heart is still Grinch-sized before the events of that evening, before stealing Christmas.
And then giving it back. Which, okay... Right. Can we really quickly talk about the live-action Grinch, specifically all of Martha Mayhew's fantastic outfits?
Oh, yeah.
Everything she wears in that is so iconic.
Wait a minute. Is this your excuse to go get yours?
It wasn't, but I mean, if you're offering.
I think we should.
Okay. Should I?
Would you mind while you're out there grabbing
some water? Yeah.
I'm having hydration insecurity.
That's fair.
And, okay. I'm just chugging water like crazy tonight. Okay. Well, and your whole family was sick. And we sure shared a lot of soup. Worth it. Okay, I know we're paused on the topic of Marla Mayhew? Martha Mayhew. Marla Maples?
No.
Matthew Perry. But this, Carly's very excited because her gift to herself just came. And I think y'all need to see this. It's pretty extra. Now, remember, Carly is having a very Nutcracker Christmas, a very pink-themed Nutcracker Christmas. And boy, if I were better prepared, I'd have a photo for you. But her entire Christmas tree is pink. The ornaments are a sort of gold complement to the tree. And she's got this, like on a, what do you call the tables that go into a wall or come out of a wall? A shelf. That's what they're called. Boy, that's embarrassing for a real estate agent. What is that, a sconce? Is that a pergola? Is that a lanai?
And first off,
it's a shelf.
This was actually not a gift to myself.
Oh, was it not? Thank you. Thank you so much.
I'm a woman whose mother still buys her Christmas pajamas, and this is mine this year.
Isn't it fantastic? Doesn't it look like I should be murdering my husband?
It looks, well, it looks, was that murdering right there?
Okay, don't get dirty.
Or is it very Oz themed? Is it very Wicked?
It's very Glinda.
It's very Glinda.
Or Galinda, however Galinda. You want to say it.
Look at this.
Isn't this so fun?
Yeah.
And look, I mean, the sleeves are so long I can't even get them on camera. Aren't these fantastic?
It's like something that Cruella DeVille's nicer sister would wear, a nicer twin sister would wear.
Right, I think so.
Yeah.
Like the one who instead of black and white goes like, you know, white and pink.
Oh, I don't. Yes, yeah, right. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. But anyway,
it's fabulous.
I'm very excited about it. And I wanted this robe for years and years and years. So I cannot wait.
Do you want to model it a little bit more? I mean, I think.
I don't know.
Let's see where it's
in this frame. Like maybe I can do a little voguing.
I don't even know where it is in the shot. Oh yeah, no, we got it. I just wanted to make sure we got it, but we got it.
I think we're good. Yeah,
it's just fabulous.
It's pretty fantastic. I'm really excited about it.
Carly was in here. So I have this thing, and it's not a big thing. It's not like a phobia or a fixation. But I have this thing where I usually look at the floor when I walk around. Not like if we're looking at a listing or something, but, Carly wore this sweater the other day that was fluffy and had little fluffs come off all over the place. And I was walking by and stepped on one and it made sort of an air pocket sound. So all I knew was out of the corner of my eye, something dark was scattering away. It was just, yeah, it was scary.
Which I totally get.
Thanks for
I mean,
story, Mike.
Anytime I see anything cool that story, could bro. Be a spider, I do freak out.
Mm-hmm.
So I get it. Matter of fact, I actually do this thing that makes me sound so paranoid, but I'm going to tell everyone on the live stream anyway.
Okay.
I actually like to step on my slippers before I step into my slippers.
Oh.
So that if there is a spider that's made its home there overnight, it'll at least be dead by the time I put my foot in, which sounds worse. But realistically, I think I would much rather end up with my toe hitting a dead spider and its guts than a live spider that could bite me.
Honestly, I think that's brilliant.
I think so, too. Just saying, I probably would have survived like the caveman days because I take all kinds of weird measures because I'm worried about things getting me.
Right. Yeah. Brilliant. Hey, where are we on time? Can you see this number right here?
Sure can.
Right there.
Oh, I can try.
Is there like our counter?
34:14.
Oh, great. We got time. We got time. Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know, like, can we bullshit some more or do we need to be wrapping it up?
Right, right. No, I think we got a little time.
And I'll figure out this view. I haven't.
It's just a matter of time. But,
yeah. When a hobby becomes a jobby, maybe I will.
Right, right.
But yeah, where were we? Oh, we were at Marla Maples.
Martha Mayhew.
Yes. You wanted to make a point about that.
No, she just had every single thing she wears in that is just so iconic. You know, the first time we see her, it's in her little Santa outfit while she's blasting lights onto her house, which, by the way, incredible acting, because you know it wasn't like the machine vibrating her like that. That was all her.
She had
Yeah. And then we also see her in that really great, like, white satin dress, which I actually realized I have something similar to. Not on purpose.
Oh, goodness.
I just happen to have it. And then she also wears this blue robe with white trim that's just glorious. Everything she wears in that show is just good.
Right.
Yeah.
I was watching a video with Ron Howard and Jim Carrey.
Oh, yeah?
About the Grinch. And I didn't realize how, and it's Christmas time, so the videos are viral again or whatever. Right. Just, I wonder if our Idaho Falls Hallmark channel Christmas movie.
Right, if it'll go viral again next year.
Right, yeah. It's already, I think I said, at 350 between both Meta products. It's just mind-blowing.
Right.
Because we're a small channel.
Yeah.
But
We're homegrown, local, and small.
But the videos are coming back again, and I didn't realize that Jim Carrey, like, being in that makeup all day, panic attacks up the ass.
Yeah. So apparently he had to chain smoke the entire time he wasn't, like, actively filming because it was the only way he could stay calm in it.
Yeah.
Now,
breathing exercises.
Yeah. And I feel like I have kind of an interesting perspective for this because I've worn something kind of similar. I did a couple of photo shoots where I actually had prosthetic makeup like that put on me.
Oh, I've seen. Yeah.
Yeah. The one where I'm a leopard lady or cheetah lady.
Tiger.
Yeah. So that one, I had like the tiniest little air holes that I could breathe out of. And I was in this thing for probably at least 8 hours, maybe more like 10. Something like that. Wow. Like, I was in it all damn day, you know?
And then you got to go be sexy.
Right,
you got to go be a sexy tiger.
Yeah, basically. But yeah, so I was in that thing all day. It got so sweaty. It was really hot. And it traps all of that moisture underneath the foam.
Oh,
you know, it's fun. Not, the foam isn't so bad. It breathes a little bit. But, you know, it's
still
glued to your skin. It's itchy and you can't itch it.
Yeah.
And it was really hard to eat, too. And also kind of hard to drink, but not as bad because you could use a straw at least. But if I didn't have a straw, I would have just been dehydrated all day.
Right. Scuba diving is not the same thing at all, but you know, there's pressure all around you and you only have one little hole in your mouth
to breathe out of,
breathe in and out of.
I was a total mouth breather that day too, and I don't like mouth breathing. It doesn't feel like you're getting enough oxygen.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you seen that mouth tape? You're supposed to
that you like wear,
put it over your mouth at night.
Yes, I have seen
that. So you only breathe through your nose. I haven't been brave enough to try it. In fact, my heart's pounding just thinking about it.
I kind of like it because then you don't have to worry about spiders crawling into your mouth. Can you tell that I have a lot of nighttime fears about spiders?
Yeah, apparently.
I might be a bit of an arachnophobe.
But getting like Grinch makeup put on would be bad if you were claustrophobic. And by the way, I don't think anybody should be claustrophobic. I think we should allow Santa to get married. Did you just?
You're so dumb.
I'm sorry. It was a tweet I saw today. So
okay, that is kind of funny.
I stole it. If you stole it from me, it's been stolen twice.
Hilarious. I like that. What was the thing I was going to say? Dang it! Oh, I also heard that apparently they're making a Grinch 2.
I don't know how I feel about that. Is Jim Carrey?
It's going to be Jim Carrey, which I can't believe he's signing up to do it again, but apparently he needs some money.
Did you ever see, he keeps saying he's going to retire.
Yeah.
And then he keeps doing stuff.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Sure. But also, like, I don't know. I'm always kind of baffled when actors say that they need the money. Like, I get that you're living a lavish lifestyle
for your 10th
and stuff,
yacht?
But like, yeah, I have to assume, like, why has that not been, like, invested in such a way that you, like, have hedge funds and don't have to work anymore?
Yeah, before I bought if I were a famous rich actor, before I would buy a mansion, I'd stick it all in a hedge fund.
Right.
And some in gold bullion.
Yeah, something.
Know, some sort of security.
Right.
And then I'd party my ass off.
Yeah.
Take roles that were crazy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Do we want to play the jingle?
Do you have it on the, do
I've
it.
I've got it queued up. If you know our show, you know this.
It's treat time, such a neat time, better than smelling feet time.
Today, kids, what do you think? That's right. It's eggnog.
It's treat
not just any
time.
Not just any eggnog.
Reed's Dairy Eggnog.
Oh my goodness.
Now, I pulled this out of your stocking. Okay. Sorry I didn't do it on camera because I'm dumb. But you like the chocolate eggnog.
Yes, I love the chocolate nog.
Yeah. So I'm going to pass that your way.
And I'm digging in Carly's stocking for... Is this banana nog?
A little classic eggnog.
Am I
banana
a dumbass?
Nog? Oh, Mike, it might be.
Reed's Dairy does have a great banana milk. It just looked banana flavored for a minute. I don't know why.
Banana milk does rock.
Okay.
But yeah. Just seeing if we've got anything new, and it doesn't look like we do yet. That's okay.
I will say that there were not rumors. I believe they were founded.
Mm-hmm.
that Reed's Dairy had basically had a bad batch of eggnog.
Right, right.
And much like we were talking last episode about Local News 8's gaffe, claiming right. that we would have a high of 96 mm-hmm. last Friday. Oh, and by the way, I wonder if we should save this till the end because I'm feeling...
Well, maybe anyway. It'll help coat your throat.
How about, you know what? I'm just going to do it. I'll cut my mic out of a courtesy to you real quick. Okay, I think there I got go. It. I just needed good. A good ahem.
Yeah.
Carly's used to hearing my gross ahems, but you are not.
You're fine.
But
my ankle, that felt good.
I will say, oh, so Alan hopped on and owned it and said, yeah, we did have a bad batch mm-hmm. where while we're getting our new facility built, mm-hmm. understandable,
right.
after a fire, Alan Reed came on and said, yeah, the new guys had a bad batch. That's been, like, somebody defined it as chunky.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, yep, that's us, and mm-hmm. And we fixed it. And like I said last episode, that's all anybody ever wants to hear.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I love that they owned it, they fixed it. Yeah, I don't want to be gaslit is the thing.
Right.
You know, don't tell me that those people are wrong and you're somehow right.
Don't pee on my head and tell me it's raining.
Right.
You know, I had a boss who, let's go there for a second.
Yeah.
Before we, can we pause on this?
Yeah, we can pause.
This is a terrible thing to pause on during treat time, but since we're on the subject and we have time. Mm-hmm. I had a boss who believed that he could con a con man, meaning me. I was right. the con man.
Right.
In this analogy. This is all analogous, by the way. Mm-hmm. He thought he could come up to me and say, hey, I've got this really great promotion. It was, you know, a bend over and take it kind of promotion.
Right.
It was bad for the station. It was bad for the listeners. And he came to me going, hey, this is going to be really great. And I said, dude, you don't have to sell me. You and I can talk internally like, hey, this is a giant shit sandwich and we're all going to have to take a bite.
Right.
You know? But instead, he wanted to try to talk me into this. That was before gaslight was a word
right,
or a
right.
phrase that was commonly used. Mm-hmm. So anyway, you can't con a con, man.
Right.
Right.
Anyway, I'm excited to give this a try.
Here we go.
Ready? Bottoms up.
Carly on the regular eggnog.
Not chunky.
Mike on the chocolate nog. Oh, my
So that's
goodness.
Good. This is also the first eggnog I've had all season.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited about it. Funny thing. So I ended up buying these from Albertsons. And when the guy rang them up, they came up as milk. And he like called a buddy over to be like, hey, is this normal? Should this be coming up as milk? And I was like, well, I mean, it is milk based and it's from a local dairy. So maybe that's why they're just calling it milk instead of eggnog. So I'm sure it's fine. And the guy had to come over and be like, yep, it's all good. But
he didn't realize that eggnog was a milk-based product.
No, I think he did, but he was like, well, I just expected it to come up as eggnog.
Oh, okay.
Which
oh.
I get.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I
guess... Because you know kids these days.
Some of them, yeah. Like, they're so far removed from, like, where their food comes from.
Right.
You know? Like,
right.
They don't know that chicken nuggets have chicken in them.
And I want to make this recommendation. If you're a drinker, like I used to be, Reed's Dairy Chocolate Nog in a shot glass with a little bit of Crown Royal. Oh, my God.
Does that get chunky, though? Like, if you're worried about chunky
eggnog. No, it doesn't
eggnog.
Curdle. Okay. It's not like a cement mixer.
Okay.
Well,
yeah, those are
with
gross.
New Year's Eve coming up.
Oh, just thinking about it, that makes me want to gag.
Now I'm gagging. We're all going to gag.
Yeah.
But it's not the nog. No, with New Year's Eve coming up... the famous trick to play on somebody just turning 21 or somebody who's new to drinking is, oh, you need a cement mixer. Mm-hmm. And you get Bailey's Irish Cream and some Rose's Lime Juice.
Uh-huh.
Now, anybody who ever took a chemistry class knows what happens when you mix an acid with a...
What's base.
It? Yeah, with a cream. Mm-hmm. It instantly curdles in their mouth.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
When you apply motion to it.
Yeah.
And so the instructions are take a shot, but don't drink it down, swish it around. And you watch their face sort of turn from one of pleasure to one of horror.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny for you.
Yeah, I think it's kind of mean. Now I tried the chocolate
nog.
Also very good. I'm not a chocolate milk girly, so I didn't love it, but that's just because I like the OG better. Now, that being said, I did also pick us up a little bit of Meadow Gold eggnog.
Oh, you want
to
have a little
with.
Eggnog cage match.
I did. Okay. Yeah, I thought that'd be fun.
Now, I want to just give my feeling on the Reed's Dairy eggnog. Yeah. Cement mixer.
A little shaker.
Put some lime juice in there first.
Oh, geez.
The Reed's Dairy flavored milk products always, they have a little trick in them, as far as I'm concerned. They have such a light taste of the thing that it always leaves me wanting more.
Oh.
And sometimes I want to be waterboarded with flavor, you know? Mm-hmm. Sometimes I want to just shot, I guess, just a
yeah
one of these.
Yeah.
And
you want to be able to, you want to have just one swig and have the full spectrum of flavor within said swig.
Like Clark Griswold in his breakdown scene in Christmas Vacation, where he finds the moose cup, dips it in the eggnog, throws it back once and goes, So
that's kind of gross.
Oh, is it? But the thing I like about the eggs, the Reed's Dairy eggnog in particular, but flavored milk products, period, is that they're smooth, G. Smooth. Are you just doing this to make Alan Reed happy?
I don't think so. I mean, okay, maybe I have like gaslit myself into believing that anything from Idaho Falls is better than from other places, but honestly,
yeah, no,
that tastes kind of gross.
Reed's Dairy is better.
Yeah, like, to be fair, eggnog as a concept is kind of disgusting. You know?
Kind of drinking eggs and milk?
Yeah.
Oh, no, but there's cinnamon in there, too.
Right, right. Yeah. Like, they even make a big thing about that in Checking It Twice, where the grandma makes eggnog, right?
Oh, right, and her eggnog is terrible.
Yes, yeah. Which I thought was funny. But, yeah, this is where it's at.
How do you even make eggnog?
I've never done it.
Egg, milk, cinnamon, nutmeg?
Maybe Tyson could check us in the comments.
Yeah.
Tyson, how do you make eggnog?
Oh, speaking of
which, can you find an easy recipe?
We haven't checked the comments at all. Oh, good. Okay. All right. We're fine. We're light on comments. Because who the hell is going to be listening to this live on Christmas Eve?
Right. Well, and also, we didn't really advertise it. We've been trying a new thing where we just like, don't tell y'all we're going to be live.
Right.
I don't know if I like that or not. We might try. Maybe next time we'll tell them.
Do we want to do a live show on New Year's Eve?
I think we should.
Because the ones we've done really haven't taken away from our personal life.
Yeah, not I mean, it's 1 hour out of the day. I'm going to be dressed up anyway.
That's true.
You know? I've got a really great outfit planned for New Year's Eve, so I think we have to do a show so I can show it off.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And it looks like there's one or two, I don't want to say lame things, but, you know, things that people are trying to get started this year for New Year's Eve, and best of luck to them.
Yeah.
But like we often said on this show, there's a lot of first annual events.
Right, right.
Not a lot of second annual events.
Right. I think the second annuals are the ones that are worth going to.
The boy,
if you can help it.
Right. The one I knew would be a hit immediately, and great job, Teton Toyota, I think, for the UTV Light Parade.
Yeah, that one did good.
The second year this year, over 400 entries.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Cool. Yeah, right? See, there goes my voice. Now,
do you want a little water?
No, I'm fine. I've got some. Thank you for bringing me more.
Yeah, you got it.
But I don't want this to sound gross, but milk sort of increases the production of phlegm, and so you don't have the best voice.
Yeah.
I learned never to have a Snickers bar and then go on the air.
Oh, yeah. No, that would be suicide, basically. Yeah. or I guess self-unaliving. I know.
Did you feel that
phlegm.
Sort of, yep.
That film? Yeah.
And if you don't do that, okay, so the rest of our show is going to be really gross.
Yeah, sorry about that, folks.
But I think we only have a few minutes left. When did we, we started at 9. Oh, that's what I should have been doing.
Oh, you silly goose. Yeah, we started at 9. It's 9:51. We got nine more minutes. I guess we started like a couple of minutes after 9, but close enough.
And absolutely nothing planned for it, but I would just like to say I am thrilled that this is our second Christmas.
Yeah, right? This.
Yeah, it's nice to have your sort of first anniversary of something.
Yeah.
Because you look back and go, oh, all right, we're doing this. This is progress. When we first did this show, and maybe you've heard this story before, and if I'm boring you, I'm sorry. Not sorry. But we did 6 test episodes and then scrapped them.
Yep.
And then started doing the show.
Well, and you wanted to keep doing test episodes.
Yeah.
But I was like, no, I'm done. Like, if we're going to do this, let's just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And about the time you got frustrated was the time I was like, yeah, it's good enough.
Right.
But if you go back and look at our first episode, you're like, why'd you guys even do a second episode? You
know? Yeah. I think we've gotten the formatting down. The lighting looks better. The set looks better. I think even our chemistry is better on camera.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
And if you're wondering, I think peak IFAF so far has been episode either 69, 70, or 71.
Yeah, you've talked a lot about number 71.
Yeah, I think that was peak.
I mean, that one was really, really good.
Well, it sort of met with our previous experience meeting with Time on My Hands.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And we just sort of nailed it.
Yeah. I will say I loved episode 69. I feel like we added so many fun little bonuses, and that like episode 69 song gets stuck in my head all the time.
Yeah.
You know, like in Inside Out when they send up the gum commercial, that's my gum commercial.
Oh, okay. All right. You know? Mine currently is Wrap It Up by that's Hey, funny. It's Brad.
I like that.
Yeah. Again, at the top of our YouTube and Facebook videos stack, it's 3 minutes long.
Yeah.
So if you want to hyperfixate like I do on music while you're wrapping presents tonight, it's a perfect video to play on repeat.
Yeah. I think it'd be nice.
I'm not just saying that because we want views. I'm saying that because it's trues. And I was talking to Brad. I was like, you know, dude, because I play with the same AI software that he does because he introduced me to it.
Right.
And I'm like, man, I just take what I can get. You know, I've got a couple free ones a day. So, you know, you kind of plug in the style and you plug in kind of what you want it to say. And he's like, oh no, dude, to get those songs, I had to do it 20, 30, 40 times each.
Oh my gosh.
But it's such a cool process where you plug in words and you get a singer, and not just a singer, but a singer that takes breaths and pops their peas.
Yeah.
It's bizarre, man. You know, in the style of the Beatles, the style of, you know, Motown Christmas. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Yeah. It is kind of weird to think of. You know, I was actually just listening. I was watching a video today on YouTube, and the gal was saying something about how, like, you know, it's such bullshit, basically, that we were talking about AI and we were thinking it would make our life easier because it would take all of the mundane, boring jobs. But here it is taking all of the, like, fun, creative stuff.
And that's okay. I'd like to make two predictions, and maybe I should save this for a New Year's episode.
Oh, I like it.
But I'll make them now just because it's on my mind. But we've provided the internet with 18 months of content. Mm-hmm. I bet that somebody, and it's going to be us, can come along to some sort of AI engine in the next 12 months and say, give me a current topical 1 hour podcast about the city of Idaho Falls in the style of Mike and Carly on IFAF. Mm-hmm. And they'll be able to produce one with audio.
Yeah.
That's
maybe even video.
That's coming in 1 year, and video, convincing video, in 2 years. So, just
terrifying to think of.
I am laying the claim right now to the new channel, IFAFAI.
There we go.
Coming in either 2025 or 2026.
There we go. That's the move.
What a morbid thought to end on, but.
Okay, but also, maybe now is the time to say all the, like, say and do all of the wacky stuff on camera that you wouldn't necessarily want on camera, because then you can just blame it on AI.
Exactly.
You know?
Blame it on AI.
Yeah, like, before they put in all the safeguards that'll prove whether or not it's AI or not.
Blame it on the
I saw this product that I kind of think is brilliant, and it's basically a ring that looks like a finger, so that when you take pictures with it on, it looks like your hand is kind of f***ed up. And therefore, it looks like an AI-generated picture.
Wait a minute. I believe that we are on to a million-dollar idea, or at least a class revolution of some sort.
Right?
Some sort of revolution against dialectical materialism.
Yes.
And we don't even have to shoot a CEO to do it.
Ooh, yikes.
Terrible joke. At Christmas time. Merry Christmas.
We're the worst. Hi, how's it going?
but no, we ought to do things to punk AI.
Yeah.
In regular everyday life.
Yeah. I think that's a move.
Start wearing prosthetic ears and
Right. Or like contour your nose so that it looks all jagged and stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Do some crazy stuff. Have you seen those contouring videos where, like, she'll make it look like her nose is broken, and it looks convincing.
Yeah. I will. No, I saw a, I don't know what you call them.
They're witches.
But they're in Thailand and they're boys, but they look like girls.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you call them?
I don't know if there's a like.
I'm blanking on that name.
Well, and I don't know if there's a like.
Oh, no, there's a name.
No, I was going to say, I don't know if there's a politically correct name.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Fair enough. But so
it's probably better to not name them.
It was not a makeup putting on thing. It was a makeup taking off thing.
And right.
I was
like,
oh, she's pretty. I'll watch for a sec. Oh, it's a dude.
Right.
I still watched.
Oh, yeah. They're fast. I mean, it is fascinating. Yeah. And I think that's just more proof that makeup is an art form in and of itself.
Agreed.
You know?
Yeah. Anything, any other comments or anything to finish off the show before we go?
You know, Tyson did actually help us out with the name, which... I guess I'll say, so he said Ladyboys.
Ladyboys.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Yeah. Thai Ladyboys.
Yeah. It's,
yeah.
I don't know if it's super politically correct, but we're doing our best to people.
It's just what they're referred to.
Well, right. And if that's what people are calling it, that's what people are calling it. We can't help that.
Anybody on YouTube? Anything there?
No, we have literally no YouTube chats, although we do have 2 YouTube likes. So that's
good. Oh, and by the way, if you've ever chatted with us on YouTube during one of these live shows, I'd like to say, sorry, I don't know where the chats go after that.
I'm also incorrect, by the way. Attaway Performance said hello at 9:18, and I missed it this whole time. And I'm so sorry, because I'm usually really good at this, but the screen is kind of small. I suck.
We will get this fixed eventually.
Eventually, we'll be professionals.
But in the meantime, we just want to set the stage, because we're going to go and do what you're going to go and do.
Another like.
Oh, thanks.
Cool.
Thanks for the thumbs up.
Yeah.
But... I know it's we've come to the end of a long road, mm-hmm. haven't we? From October, or at least Thanksgiving-ish, where we were excited about the holidays,
mm-hmm.
and now where we're all stressed out and just
we're beat down,
tired.
Yeah, we're done.
But we're so glad to be spending this time with you,
mm-hmm.
and we know you've got Christmas plans, so we'll let you go.
Yeah. Also, I'm so sorry. It looks like I've made a tradition to swear at least once in every live. My bad, kitties.
This was much less worse than last episode. Yeah,
that last one was rough. That I'm was sorry.
Graphic. We edited it out for the audio board, but it's still, I think it's still on the Facebook.
It's still out there. Or YouTube's. Is it? Maybe it's AI all along.
I should have planned better and had some Christmas music to play us out, but I didn't.
That would have been nice. It's fine. Well, yeah, especially because we have those lovely Christmas beds that I think you've used like maybe once. Yeah, it's all right. You just need to do better next time.
Hobby? Jobby. All right. I have nothing else to say. You?
I think I'm good.
I believe it's time to say stay fresh, cheese bags.
And toodaloo, my dudes.